Last part of Friday evening's programme, album reviews time, up for consideration this evening. Mick Flannery's self-titled sixth album, Donegal band Constant Supply, give us an album called Isn't Life Great? And Jessica Hoop's album is called Stone Child. Lauren Murphy and Alan Corr have been listening. Let's take a little bit of Mick Flannery to get us started. This is a track called Light a Fire.
An all-night drive to Berlin. We found some girls' game for the trip. Was flying round the bus and a fire was getting lit. Rock and roll, baby, rock and roll. Money, drugs, desire. The world is nothing and life is less. Let's go light a fire, baby. Let's go make a mess.
Light a Fire, one of the songs from Mick Flannery, and that is both the title of the album and obviously the artist himself, self-titled sixth album, or self-titled sixth album from Mick Flannery. Mick Flannery has a huge catalogue behind him, and quite a long career, really, Alan Corr.
At this stage, yes. That's, as you say, his sixth album, two of which went to number one. He's now 35, so he's had quite a lot of success, commercial and critical. Recently, he had his first play opening the Everyman Theatre in Cork, based on Evening Train, which is his debut album, so he's now on the stage as well. But this, I think, is his most accomplished piece of work. That song you just heard there, Light of Fire, tells the story of complete kind of moral turpitude and eventual collapse on the road. And he says the album is loosely autobiographical, not that he's went through those experiences on the road himself, Sean, but it's based on the idea of someone in the music industry and the kind of temptations that are put your way in the music industry. So if you look at his last album, I Own You, which was this kind of, he lashed out in the manifold injustice of the world and indeed Ireland. And this one he's returning to, I think, performing open heart surgery with a blunt instrument.
Yeah,
he's
and very good much, at that. And very much in a Tom Waits style, which is something he's done on several other albums as well. But that's just come back to that idea that Alan was saying, Lauren, about the debut album Evening Train, which was then became this stage show and a stage musical. That track in particular has a real theatrical quality to it, doesn't it?
Definitely, and it's not the only song on the album that has that kind of theatrical quality. I think something's changed with his approach this time, whether it was deliberate or not, whether that the stage musical had an impact on these songs or not. I have to admit that his last few albums kind of passed me by. Just like, he's very good at what he does, but it just kind of seemed like a bit more of the same. But there's something different about this album. There's a real sort of craft to this album, and I don't know whether it's because of, like Alan said, the themes kind of corralling those themes together and giving the kind of album an arc, a story arc in a way. But
Did you get that sense from it? Not that it's a concept album, but that there is kind of almost a story being told. Ambition is an important theme, I think, across the album, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, the theme definitely helps, and the songs do work as standalone songs as well. So, like, you don't have to necessarily read too much into the lyrics of every song.
Yeah, you don't have to go looking for the concept.
But it definitely makes it a pleasurable listening experience from start to finish.
All right, I think we can listen to another bit of another track. Let's listen to some of Fool.
What you reckon, baby? Did it cut it? Did it work? Or did pretty boys and pretty words bring more trouble than they were? And now another asking for your hand. You don't know if you have it in your heart to roll the dice again.
That's about as upbeat as you get from Mick Flannery, really, and certainly the most upbeat song on the album, Alan.
Yeah, the first time I heard that song, it reminded me of Springsteen, around the kind of Tunnel of Love era of Springsteen. But then, you know, on his last album, he talked about listening to a much more kind of broader spectrum of music, including Kendrick Lamar. I think this album is much more warmer. It's also his most soulful album. There's another great track in the album called Must Be More. And he's got this pleading quality to his voice. And this is the highest praise I can imagine giving anyone. He reminds me of Otis Redding on particular song.
I think he'll take that.
Yeah, very good voice.
Starts from you, Alan.
He's never made a bad album, Sean. Very strong 4 out of 5 for me.
And you also heard Van Morrison in here as well, I think,
yeah,
Lauren.
Yeah, that song that Alan was talking about, actually, There Must Be More, very Van Morrison.
So I think you like this album too.
Yeah, I really liked it. So 4 out of 5 for me too.
So 2 fours. I hope that he will be happy with that. Mick Flannery, from Mick Flannery. Let's go on to a third album, this time from Donegal band Constant Supply. It asks the simple question, or maybe it's a very difficult question to answer, actually. Isn't life great? Who are we talking about when we talk about Constant Supply, this Donegal band, Lauren?
Yeah, they're a band from Letterkenny, an alternative rock four-piece led by James Gillen. This is the follow-up to their 2013 debut, The Coast Ain't Clear, and they had another one in 2015. They both kind of won plaudits and a lot of positive reviews from the media in Ireland, and but even so, I think they remained a band very much kind of under the radar. I mean, I'd never heard of them until this album landed in my inbox this week. So, you know, they kind of been a band that completely passed me by for whatever reason. And I don't know if this album will change it, but that's not to say they're a bad... It's a bad album by any means.
Let's listen to a track and then we'll get to you're doing lots of thumbs up stuff. Actually, why are you doing loads of thumbs up stuff? Are you just saying hello to somebody or are you agreeing with everything Lauren was saying?
I could possibly comment on that,
Sean. All right. Let's listen to Lips and I find out when we're listening to Lips what you were putting your thumbs up for. Oh, better open that.
I'm Longford at a spacious tone. Sultry with a hint of wine and
her lips are warm but the coffee is cold. That's a track from the album Isn't Life Great from Constant Supply, Donegal band. We were saying as we were listening to that, in fact, Alan Carr, that there's a kind of an off-kilter thing there, that, you know, they're purposefully out of tune, discordant.
Which is hard to do.
Yeah, satisfyingly discordant, phrase.
Very good phrase. Orla Gilchrist is the female vocalist you can hear in the background there. And I was a huge fan of their last album, The Coast Ain't Clear, because they've got this very incredible talent for doing this disorientated mix of light and shade. It never does what you expect it to do. It's always going to dart off into different directions, and I think that song Lips is a good example of that. It's got that very menacing circular guitar sound and that off-kilter percussion. But I think they're in the vanguard, even though they're not that productive of the lamented O Emperor and We Cut Corners. Slightly art rock but very melodic and very good players, very
and
good
I guess
positions.
That melodic thing, it's not surprising that Tommy McLaughlin is the producer involved in this, Villagers and Soak, so you know, maybe is he bringing that out of them, do you think? Is he partly responsible for that?
Possibly, but what I've heard of their last couple of albums as well, I think they just have a really great propensity for that sort of skewed, off-kilter sort of stuff anyway.
Thematically, is there anything that you can pin down on this album?
Ooh, it's, you know, lyrically, very interesting lyrics going on here. It seems to me that they're on stumbling over the edge of madness half the time. I don't know what's going on thematically, but it seems to be kind of near nervous breakdown kind of stuff. But they've got a very rueful and dry sense of humour. And I think that you can really hear that from some of the lyrics that are going on here.
You mentioned influences everyone from ELO to Radiohead. Now, that's either damning or praising. I'm not sure which, Lauren.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I have to listen to it a bit more, I think. I started out thinking the first track is very ELO, kind of space poppy pop tune with quirky chord changes, but the next few tracks kind of go into Radiohead, sort of proggy stuff, and then there's kind of like, there was a big 90s band influence. Even that song we heard, that reminds me of a band like Manson or the Blue Tones.
Grey Lantern, great album.
Stuff like that.
One other thing about the album, I don't think the answer to the question isn't life great, but I think it's more of a statement than a question, really, isn't it? But it's 10 or 11 tracks. They're quite long songs, 4, 5, 6. I think there might even be a 7-minute song on there. Does it overstay its welcome?
I think slightly. It kind of meanders toward the end. I think the last track is called Let's Cross the Rubicon. And that's a very interesting song. It's more full frontal, I think, but it has a tendency to get slightly irksome in places for me, Sean. It kind of did get on my wick, to use a technical term, a recondite critical term. I would like to have been shorter and tighter, but still a very, very interesting album.
All right, less is more in those terms. I wonder what that means in terms of stars. Lauren, first?
Yeah, I liked it, but I think they still have to make their masterpiece, so 3 out of 5.
3 from you. What are you saying, Alan?
3.5 out of 5, Sean. And is that Marilyn Monroe on the album art, on the front cover?
I got an owl electronic feed, so I can't tell you.
I think it is.
Let us move on to album number three of ours, that is. California singer-songwriter Jessica Hoop. This one's called Stone Child. Why don't we listen to get ourselves started here? Lauren, do you want to hear Shoulder Charge? Oh, I want to hear Shoulder Charge. Sorry, you're not getting a choice. I want to hear Shoulder Charge.
In currents of unconscious, driven by deep water, heads above the water, buried above water. Nothing not my skin keeps earth from in. I came out of this world, not into this world, not from outside this world, out of this world, out of this world. I live as
and there we go. That's a little bit of Shoulder Charge, second track on Stone Child, new album from Jessica Hoop. There's a mixture of California and Manchester in her life, Lauren.
Yeah, she's from California. She was kind of raised there in a Mormon family, actually, that she ran away from when she was 16. And she kind of pursued a career in music eventually, being Tom Waits' nanny to his kids at one point. And she arrived in Manchester, I think maybe 10, 15 years ago. She moved to Manchester. She was in a relationship with Elbow's tour manager, actually. So she has that mix of kind of American sensibility to her music.
And really Manchester.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. But it works really well. It's this kind of eerie sound that she has, and it's quite unique. There aren't many artists like her at the moment, I think.
The Tom Waits thing, I mean, she was his nanny. Was there any musical input, do you think, in that
respect,
Alan?
Well, I think at that stage, she'd kind of she'd moved to LA for the first time in the year 2000 and started working for Tom Waits and his wife, Kathleen Brennan. And she'd actually given up on her music career, and it was with his encouragement. He got her a contract with one of his contacts, and they gave her enough money to kind of to finance what she was doing. So yeah, I mean, I don't think musically, not as much as Mick Flannery, Sean.
No.
But I think what this album has is a gorgeous kind of sonic depth and, you know, harmonic beauty. Like in that song we just heard, Shoulder Charge, he's working with Lucius, who is
they're
on two tracks altogether. But Kate Stable, who is a Bristol singer from an act called This Is The Kit, also appears on the album, and it gives it that kind of multi-layered, immersive kind of quality with beautiful vocal production going on here, and really, really kind of interesting production by John Parrish, who worked with PJ Harvey. It's got this kind of knotty quality that there's really intricate arrangements going on.
You talked about a kind of incantation going on several of the tracks, Lauren.
Yeah, she has this kind of just really eerie sound. Like, that track is very indicative of the album as a whole, I feel, and her whole back catalogue, really. She's always had this kind of dark kind of incantation quality to her voice, even back as far as the first album I remember hearing of hers was back in 2009, and she played a great gig in the Academy too, and even live she has that really sort of just, there's no better word to describe than eerie.
Very gothic kind of quality almost.
And this album gives us a big sense of that, doesn't it?
I think so, because it's interesting that she may have moved to Manchester in 2008, but she always recorded her albums in California, so this is the first one she's actually made in England.
Right.
And she made it with John Parrish in Bristol, and John Parrish, of course, famously worked with PJ Harvey, particularly on an album called White Chalk, but PJ Harvey 2007 or 2006, and this album slightly reminds me of White Chalk, because it has that kind of nocturnal, kind of eerie kind of quality.
You both enjoyed this, I think. Lauren, stars?
Yeah, I really liked it. 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5, so 2 big fours.
I would be, absolutely. Oh, and 4 out of 5 for me as well.
Chord from Alan Carr as well. That's Alan Carr and Lauren Murphy speaking to me about Mick Flannery's self-titled 6th album, Isn't Life Great, from Constant Supply, and the final one we were speaking about there, Jessica Hoop, and her album, which is called Stone Child.